whilst the other brother plotted schemes and strategies to oust the tenant. It was not a very sophisticated pursuit, said Holmes, grinning, obviously enjoying his childhood reminiscence. It usually ended in fisticuffs. Mycroft and I had our fair share of black eyes and bruised knuckles over that treehouse. At that moment, a man bumped into our table as he was passing. The fellow turned awkwardly and apologized. "Sorry about that, gents. My mistake." His speech was slightly slurred, and his eyes had the glazed appearance of the inebriate. Glancing at his blotchy features, I recognized the fellow immediately. It was Stamford, who had been a dresser under me at St. Bartholomew's Hospital. I had heard that he had completed his medical studies and was now a junior doctor on the wards there. But the man I saw before me this night held little resemblance to the young, fresh-faced chap who, all those years ago, had introduced me to Sherlock Holmes. Dark, unruly, curly hair tumbled over his face, which bore an unhealthy pallor and was shiny with perspiration, while the fleshy pink nose gave testament to his regular...